The last time I was here, somebody told me that I stayed too long. I'm going to promise you that I am not going to be long tonight, this morning. There was a song, that one of the last songs from the praise team. Who remember what it was? The last one, the last chorus that was sung a while ago from the praise team. Everybody ought to know who Jesus is. This is not my text, but I want you to turn to Matthew chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. Jesus was with his disciples. Matthew chapter 16, verses 13. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I am? The Son of Man." And they said, "Some say thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, and others Jeremiah, and one of the prophets." He said unto them, "But whom do you say that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonas, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven." Who do men say that I am? And here we'll continue. Again, remember I told you this is not my text. "And I say unto you that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Now, there are some churches who believe that Jesus was saying that Peter is the rock. But that's not what Jesus meant. Jesus was saying to Peter, "Your testimony is what Jesus is going to build his church on." Let us pray. Eternal God and Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for inviting us here this morning. We thank you, O God, for the worship service that went on before. We thank you for the hymns. We thank you for the prayers that went on. We thank you, O God, for the reason why we're here this morning. We thank you for your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. We thank you for sending him. We thank you for the purpose for sending him. Lord God and Father, we thank you that in spite of all that was done unto our Savior, all the way to Calvary, he went for us. And thank God for those of us who know him as our Lord and Savior. We are free this morning. Not free to do whatever we feel like doing, but we are free to worship and to praise and to magnify his holy name. Lord God and Father, we praise you. We give you thanks. And I ask you, O God, that for the few moments that I will be here, that whatsoever is said of me, it will not be my word, but I will be your messenger. And Lord, we pray that if there's anyone in here this morning who do not know you as Lord and Savior, Lord God and Father, the hymns, the songs, the prayers that went up, O God, may mean something very serious to us. We give you thanks and we give you praise in Jesus' worthy and precious name. Amen. I do not know how many of us listened to the news last night, but I listened to the news. And in Texas, 50 folks died from flood. And that was not the only amount of people, because there are places where, even this morning, they are searching for some children who went out, I don't know whether they went to a camp or wherever, but they cannot find them. But they're sure that 50 folks died, plus those children. It could have been me, and it could have been you. If there's anyone in here this morning who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, I'm asking you, do not leave this hall without calling on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation. You know, there are so many things that are happening in this world. Our president said that he's going to do something, because this flood that took place and is going on right now in Texas, that he's going to do something to stop it. I do not know what he's going to do, but if it's anyone that can stop it, is our Lord and Savior, not our president. I do not think he has the power to stop a flood. Every time you watch that water flowing, and there's so many things that happen between Thursday night and yesterday, and even what's going on now. So we pray that God will protect us, guide us, and deliver us from harm and from danger. Let us look at 2 John chapter 2. The Epistle of John chapter 2. Epistle of John chapter 2. Verses 1 and 2. I'm a little hoarse, so I'm going to be drinking this water until it's finished. The first epistle of John, chapter 2. John speaking. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous. And he is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but for the sins of the whole world. And hereby we do know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that said, I know him, and keepeth not his commandment, is a liar, and the truth is not with him. But whosoever keepeth his word, in him verily is the love of God perfected. Hereby know we that we are in him. He that said he abided in him ought himself also so to walk, even as he walked. Brethren, I write no new commandments unto you, but an old commandment which ye had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which ye have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him, in you, because the darkness is past, and the true light now shineth. He that said he is in the light and hate his brother is in darkness even unto now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none, no occasion in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whither he goeth, because the darkness hath blinded his eyes. May the Lord add the blessing to the reading of his precious word. This portion of scripture that I read, it mentioned children, it mentioned men, it mentioned father, and it mentioned son. What I would like to ask this morning, one of the things that I would like to say to us, is that I do not believe when we meet this morning, I believe the question was asked if there was any visitor, anyone who came in here for the very first time. And I don't think there was any hands up. But I do believe that we have believers, we have visitors, I should say, who visit us almost every Sunday, if not every Sunday. And sometimes when we talk to some of our visitors, it is difficult to find out whether or not they are born again or they're just visitors who decide to visit the church. I want to say to us, as I mentioned, of those folks who died in Texas, they went to bed on Thursday night. And some of them, when I listened to the news, the water that rises was more than 30 feet high. That meaning that there were some in beds, they went to bed and they did not wake up. Why? Because the water was higher than the bed that they were in. And by the time they discovered that they were about to die, it was too late. Everything was tried, that the government tried to save their lives. Helicopter, boat, you name it. There were some people in the tree, and thank God a few of them that were in the tree, they were in the tree for over 4 hours. And thank God a few of them were saved. But when you think of this morning, you have almost, I believe, more than 100 family members this morning are crying and wondering, what happened to my daughter? What happened to my husband? What happened to my wife? And more than 100 people in that state are dead this morning. We do not know how many of them were saved. But most time when you have something, when you have a tragedy like that, you know sometimes that there are few believers. And we give God thanks if there are any believers who were there and passed on to glory. And there are families who are weeping and mourning for the family who are gone on. And they cannot tell whether they've gone to heaven or they've gone to hell. So every time that you hear the gospel, and I'm speaking, if there's anyone in here this morning who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, if you are a born-again believer, what John is saying this morning to us, if you sin, if you are born again, let me just read this first verse. My little children, these things write I unto you, that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, the man Christ Jesus. What John is saying, if you sin purposely, you have a chance. If you sin by mistake, you are saved. If you sin and you do not know the Lord Jesus Christ, I'm asking you this morning, not to say, oh, I am in church, but to pray and ask the Lord God of heaven to forgive you of your sins. Ask the Lord Jesus to save you. That's one of the reasons why we are here this morning. The first reason why we are here, because we are born again believers, and the Lord Jesus Christ invites us to come to the Lord's Supper and thank God. We do not have a full church, but thank God for those of us who are in here who know the Lord Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior. If you go out through these doors and accidentally you die, you know where we are? We are in heaven. My brother who gave thanks for the emblems, he mentioned that Jesus Christ came to this world. He died, he was buried, and on the third day he rose again. You know where Jesus is this morning? He is seated at the right hand of God the Father. Why? Because he's making intercessions for those of us who are believers. If you are not a believer and you die, let me ask you the simple question, where will you spend eternity? Where will you spend eternity? There's no one who heard the gospel, the saving grace of Jesus Christ, and said, I will trust him tomorrow and die and go to heaven. No. If you die in your sins, there's only one place you will be, and that is a place called hell. And I'm asking you, please, please, for God's sake, if you have never cried to Jesus Christ for your salvation, this morning is the right time for you to do it. Because we do not have any hope for tomorrow. Today, ask Jesus Christ for forgiveness. Do not walk out of this place and say you will come back tomorrow. I remember some years ago we were here and the gospel was preached and a gentleman got up, raised his hands, and he went in this little room here. And I don't remember if Brother Cato and I went in there and we talked to him. And he opened his mouth and he tell as loud as ever, he said, I go to church. And he tell us what position he is in the church. And then he said, but I am not ready yet. He said, one day I will call upon the Lord Jesus Christ. And we plead with him. And he went out through these doors, knowing that he is not a born-again believer. But he said, he is not ready yet. Let me tell you something. The scripture said, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but shall have everlasting life. And he continued in verse 17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. If you are here this morning and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Lord God of heaven sent his Son for one specific purpose, and that is to die for the sins of the world. Again, my friend, I do not know everyone here this morning, but I'm asking you, if you have never cried to the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, if you feel that you have time, let me tell you something. You do not have time. And every time I think about it, this morning as I was driving in, I heard the news again and the amount of folks in Texas who I believe this morning, today, are crying because of the family member who went to bed on Thursday night into yesterday morning. And even now, they are searching. So many buildings are underwater. So many cars are underwater. Why? Because there's a flood. And they had no idea what was going to take place with them. But they are gone. And the only person who is saved are those who knew the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. If they do not know him and they are dead, they have one place they are. And there's no return from hell. And they will never forget. This is one thing about those who are in hell. They will never forget if they heard the gospel preached and put it off for another day or for another moment or for another morning. They are not here today. And friends, if you are here, please, and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, do not go through these doors without knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. John chapter 3, verse 16 to 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but should have everlasting life. Why? Verse I read already before. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. God the Father sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world. In spite of all that was done unto Jesus, there's one thing that he did. In spite of the beating, in spite of the fact that they put a crown of thorn on his head, in spite of the fact that they ripped his garment off, they gave him his cross to carry. And he went with his cross, and there they put it up. Nail, could you imagine? A nail went through his hands and his feet. And he died for one specific purpose. One specific purpose. And that is for our salvation. If you are here this morning and you do not know Jesus Christ, Jesus still loves you, but you must call on him and ask him for forgiveness. And he is willing and able to forgive you, but you must make the call. Do not say you have another day. There are times when you witness to a young man here, and he said he wants to be saved. But when I asked him when, he could not answer me. He could not answer. He knew that he's not saved, but he could not say, Brother Lloyd, pray for me. He could not say that. Even though he knew that he's not saved, I'm asking the rest of us who in here, is there any one person in here who want to go and meet Jesus Christ in heaven when you die, but you have not called on Jesus Christ to say, Lord Jesus, have mercy on me? Please, I'm asking you not to go out through these doors. We do not know how we are going or when we are going. One thing we know, that one day we are going to die. One thing we're sure of, we are going to die. And the only one that of us that have joy in our hearts are those of us who call on Jesus some years or some day or even today and say, Jesus, thank you for salvation. Blessed Savior, call on him and ask him to trust him, for you to trust him as your Lord and Savior. We do not know when we are going to die. But like I said, one day we are going to die. And please, you have no excuse. Jesus Christ died for your sins and mine. And I give him thanks every day. Wake up in the morning, going to bed at night, you ask him for thanks, for giving thanks for his salvation, for saving us, for dying for us. And the scripture said again, he is seated at the right hand of God the Father, making intercession for us. And if you are saved, thank God. If you sin and you did not purposely sin, you have salvation. If you sin willfully, like sometimes when we pray on Tuesday nights, we ask the Lord to forgive us. of sin that we purposely did and ask him to forgive us. And thank be to God, God the Father, who said to when his son was being baptized, "This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased." Say again, and when Jesus went to the mountain with Peter, James, and John, and they want to build a synagogue or a church up there, one for Jesus and one for the other two men. Jesus said, God said again, "This is my beloved son, hear ye him." You know why he said hear ye him? Because Jesus Christ came and he never made mistake like some of us. He never will make mistake. He came for that one specific purpose, and that is to die for our sins. Could you imagine if you are here and you die without knowing Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Where will you spend eternity? It's only one out of two places. If you know Jesus Christ, you will be in heaven. What a joy to know that. If you have a family member, I know most of us said we will never recognize our family member in heaven. I do not know about that. Sometimes I think of it and I said that if I die today, I will meet my mother in heaven. I do not know if she will recognize me or if I will recognize her. But what a joy it is if you have a family member who gone on before you and you go to heaven. I believe that we will be able to see one another. I do not know what kind of relationship we will have, if we will hold one another and hug one another, but that's not the most important thing. The important thing is that our family and I, my sister gone on to heaven, my mother, my grandmother, my grandfather, I know they were born again before they pass on. And thanks be to God. But you know what I would love to see? All of us who are in here this morning, when the day comes, when the morning comes, when the night comes, and God calls us home, what a joy it will be to be in heaven with our family member. Praise be to God. But if you are here and you die and you do not know Jesus, ask yourself, Lord, where will I spend eternity? If you do not know, let me tell you, you're going to be at a place named hell. And that scripture that I just read, that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish. My friend, if you're here and you do not know Jesus Christ, you are going to perish if you die without calling, without knowing Jesus. And Lord God and Father, what a sad day that will be. You're going to spend eternity in hell, and there is no way for you to get out of there. You are going to spend eternity in hell. And you will never forget that a brother by the name of Lloyd Allwood warned you of hell. You will be there and always remember. And there's no turning back. There's no turning out. You remember the story of Jesus, of the rich man who died and went to hell, and the poor man who died and went to heaven. And the rich man asked that the rich man should get some water just to put on his tongue. And the person who took him to heaven said to him, "He had brother and sister out there. Give him water." And Jesus said, "No. If he don't take the water from there, when he come to you, whatever you give him, you're not going to help him. And you cannot save him, and they cannot save you. You are in a place where you cannot leave." And dear friends, please, I'm asking you, please, if you are here this morning and you have never called on the Lord Jesus Christ for salvation, please do it today, because you have no idea if you're going to have any other chance. I'm begging you, call on Jesus to save you today, now, because you have no other chance. You have no other time when you're going to be able to trust Jesus if you do not do it today. That's why that's one of the second reasons why we come in here this morning. For those of us who know Jesus, who accept him years ago or a few days ago, we are here because Jesus Christ died for my sin. And for the rest of you who know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, praise be to God. Those of you who have family members who are in heaven, praise be to God. We are saved for all eternity. Praise God. I'm going to just close in prayer. I told you that I was not going to be long. I have a lengthy message, but I didn't want to do it because I do not want my beloved brother to say, Lord, you promised that you were not going to be long. So I'm going to ask the Lord to have mercy and compassion upon anyone in here who do not know the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm not going to ask you to come up here. I'm just going to ask you to bow your heads and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to save you. And if you do that, then when this service is over, I'm going to ask you to talk to me or to any one of the elders, any one of the sisters who know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. And they will show you from God's word how you can be saved and know it. And you will be leaving out here a happy, happy born again person. So let us pray. Eternal God and Father, the Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Lord God and Father, I thank you for sending him. I thank you, O God, for the reason and the purpose for sending him. And Lord Jesus, I thank you that in spite of all that was done to you in this world, Lord God and Father, the crown of thorn, your garment that was stripped, the cross that was given to you to carry, the nail that went through your hands and your feet, oh God, it went through it for one specific purpose, and that is for the sins of the world. And Lord God and Father, we know that anyone who called to you this morning or today and asked you to forgiveness of their sins and asked you that you are more than ready to say yes and to take them and to call them in and to let them know that they have a life. When death comes to them, they will be in glory forever and ever. Lord God and Father, we thank you. We praise you. We thank you, O God, for the service this morning. We thank you, O God, for the fellowship that we had this morning, O God and Father. When we come in, O God, and we participate in that loaf and that cup, for one specific purpose, because we are born again, that you die for our sins. Lord God and Father, we pray that if there's anyone in here, O God and Father, help them, O God, to say yes to you, to call upon you and to ask you for forgiveness and to ask you, for, O God, to save them, O God, whoever, whether one or two, or regardless of the number, O God, you are willing and able to save anyone, O God, who do not know you. Lord, we give you thanks. We give you praise. We give you all the glory that is due unto thy matchless name. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for salvation. We ask it all in no other name but in your precious name, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. If you trust the Lord, you see, a few minutes it takes to call on the Lord for salvation. He will save you for all eternity. May God bless you for his name's sake.
At this time, we're just going to have a closing prayer. by our brother Richard Greenwich II. As he was speaking,